Welcome, everybody, to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Veronica, hi, darling.
Hi, how you doing?
Hanging.
Seems like we came in with a flash tonight.
What?
We came in with a flash.
I know, and on time, how exciting is that?
Wow.
So tonight's show, Fear and Drama Part 2.
Part one has really got me shaken in my knees already.
Yeah, I know. Well, so tonight we're going to talk about some of the aftermath from last week's show because Lord knows we're all experiencing it. And
we're running out of stand-up comedy routines.
Yeah, I have none this week. All right, tonight's dedication to the continued assistance from the other side of the veil for the highest outcome to our political elections. And I will only say this, I'm not going to get into politics, but I will say this. There has been huge assistance from the other side of the veil so far.
May it continue.
And that's all I'm going to say.
The team for president. I'm being relentless, aren't I?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, for me who likes peace, that would not be it.
You just have to keep dozing off while they talk through you.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so... okay, under old business... the shows, and I don't know what dates they were that we did on the team, you know, who the team is and how they work, and we did, I think, two shows on that. And so I just wanted to share part of this email because it's so delightful. thanks so much for the assistance. I asked Fotar, who I talked about during those shows, to join me working on a project after our last session. And I've had two very interesting experiences where, boom, I just get these fantastic ideas and found a couple of really good books that were just what I needed. I've always had experiences like this in my life, but lately everything has been such mush that I've been unable to really define anything as bright and solid like these ideas. Of course, they were both moving toward this project I'd asked Fotar to create with me. And, you know, I hear this so much about Fotar. He really is kind of all over the place doing so much. My great love, I adore him. My personal thanks to Fotar for all that he does. Wondrous being that he is. There are many out there, but he just is, not only is he funny, but he is incredible and loves to create. So, and for people who wondered how to spell his name, it's T like Paul, H-O-T-A-R, and he's really quite delightful. Definitely recommend, if you can, to get to know him. He's wonderful, 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 wonderful. So let's talk about some of the symptoms after last week's show, since obviously there was a tremendous amount of lifting. Far more than I'd anticipated. You know, I go into these things kind of blind, and then I get the aftermath. And the reports I'm getting back are digestive, headaches, backaches, joint pain, hurting
fun,
all
huh?
over, flu-like symptoms. And interestingly enough, even people that didn't listen to the show, which I thought was fascinating. We're going through the symptoms without having listened to the show, which shows just how connected all of us are in this incredible web of energy that we've been working on. So, and if you're tuned in tonight for the first time, I have to say this, Sunday I posted show titles, and I went back, oh, I don't know, a couple of months. And I actually looked at all that we had done in this last several months, and I went, oh, my God. Someone is out of their mind. Considering the fact that we've been working on rage and feminine rage and fear, and I can't remember everything else that was in there. I just looked at the show titles because I'm really not conscious when I write the titles. I mean, that's the only excuse I have because I can't spell when I'm like that. And I laugh all the time when I look at the show titles and transfer them to a document, you know, to do my notes for the show, and nothing is spelled right or punctuated properly or anything. But we've been through a lot, you know, and everybody who's listening, I really want you to honor yourselves because this has been a lot to move through in a very short period of time. Personally, I'm reeling. I'm assuming everybody else is, too. How about
I'm
you, Veronica?
I'm a few reels myself, yes.
What?
I'm reeling myself.
But
I also find that the drama has increased in a certain way as well. So it's like our ability to see it and not react to it might be increasing, and the challenge is certainly intense, but the drama has increased tremendously.
Yes, it has. Bringing everything to the surface in very amplified ways. And certainly we're seeing it with family issues, and I know I'd love to have you talk about yours if you can.
I can, actually. It's my father, who's 87, has been threatening. He's had, I guess, mini strokes and kind of a leaking heart valve, so he keeps kind of collapsing. And my siblings and I don't necessarily see eye to eye. So everybody has to go back into the whole, the nucleus of what kept us all together way back when. And as Jackie said earlier today, you know, families are essentially codependent. So, you know, the energy fields are pulling one from the other. And I know we're all going through that. And trying to deal with drama and all that we've been talking about over the last week, I'm like, this is quite funny because it's pulling me in. I don't necessarily feel well. I don't necessarily feel safe. I don't necessarily feel who I really am. I think that's usually the prelude of getting somewhere different anyway, right?
Well, it is. And yes, it is, Veronica. And it's
and the good part of it is that I'm having a very good connection with my father.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah, which is he's on his way out. That's probably the most important right now.
But it's also bringing up really old issues for your little girl. Is it not?
Oh, yes. Very, like I was shaking. My knees were shaking today, like rattling away like a cartoon.
It's truly interesting to me that the way that, the familial chain of pain, which is held the whole collective together, this whole codependence that's gone on for freaking ever. And
winding its way through the DNA and our hairdos.
Oh, Lord, everything. Our nose hairs. I mean, there's nothing that's been left untouched.
Right.
And, if I can talk about yours a little bit, because it is I think quite profound.
Please, yeah.
Is that in having the response that you had today to a situation with several siblings, it was your child's response and your child's inability to hold her own dignity and value. It was not the adult, Veronica, it was the child.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I felt out of control.
Right.
Because it just took me. It just swept through. And that's where the old subconscious thing just sweeps through you, and you're really off and running.
Yep. Speak up and speak into the phone, Veronica, because you're fading in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said that it's just that it sweeps. The startling part is that the feeling of that child sweeps through me all of a sudden. And, you know, it's easy to say we know how to deal with it, but the reality is I did not know how to deal with it because it hit me, you know?
It's a wave of emotion that is so overwhelming that you can't get your bearings.
Right. Huge.
Yes, very much so. And because we are working so much in the collective here, everybody, and I can't emphasize that enough. All of you that are listening to this show have given permission at some level to co-participate in helping to shift the collective in a very big way. This is not, you know, we're not doing patty cake metaphysics here. We're doing big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, I could tell you from my own experiences, but we'll get into that later. What was interesting with you today, Veronica and I had had a chat before the show about this family situation, is that Veronica's dignity was stripped from her as a child. Now, this is normal for most everybody listening. I mean, some of you have great parents, but, you know, if you do, email me. There actually are a few people.
We're up for adoption, so.
Right. I actually did someone the other day that's the cleanest person I've ever done on this planet.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, wow.
So what's she suffering from?
She wasn't. She just wanted to have the experience. It was absolutely fabulous. She was amazing. It was such a delight. It was the cleanest session I've ever done in my life. I was thrilled.
Oh, wow.
Those are few and far between. Actually, like I said, she's won in over 4,000 in 4 years, so I'm impressed.
Wow.
But, you know, and I think at some point we will, you know, probably do a show. I mean, I have no idea anymore. I, you know, I can tell you that what I think, and, you know, that means nothing in the bigger scheme of things. But, I mean, it means a lot, but, you know, not necessarily in our timeline. But the interesting thing is that if you've been stripped of your dignity in childhood, which most everybody was at some level or another, and your child is responding to experiences, which is like family stuff is really up again, a whole other layer.
Boy, is it ever, for a lot of people.
Lots mm-hmm. of people. And if your dignity has been stripped, which more than likely it was, okay, that child without dignity has no sense of value and esteem. And that child, especially now, you've got to go back and rework again a whole new level with your child and your adolescent, especially your child. Because without that sense of dignity, they have no ability to hold who they are in the face of all these changes. They can't do it. That dignity is weak. It's not there. And, you know, as I had said to you tonight, Veronica, that in a way you almost have to get angry
mm-hmm.
and be the, your word, advocate for your child. And assure your child that you are going to be there to protect them, to hold it, that you will be, okay, there for them. Now, they need to know that because we're facing so much that's unknown right now. And no matter, I don't care how much work you've done with your child and adolescent, you've got to go back and revisit.
Well, you know what's interesting to me while you talk about that is that this family of origin is our collective at a mini level, isn't it?
Of course it is.
And here we're trying to shift the collective, so it just epitomizes how intense.
Very good insight.
And yeah, I'm going, wow, we're trying to shift a little collective, and boy, it's really resonating through
yes.
all of my beingness about survival.
And codependence.
Right.
Because you're dealing with fear, emotion, and addiction. The fear of rejection, the fear of abandonment. Remember that dad is God, mommy is goddess. You know, and everything from there is a projection. Everything from there is a projection of them onto everyone else at some level. At least the unresolved portions of your relationships with them. And so I know for myself, yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the loss of Millie, my wonderful companion for 12 years, my little Maltese. And at the same time, my son was packing and leaving the country. And, you know, if he comes back, it should be for a short time and then he'll leave again. But there was this sensing of sorrow and sadness. And this, again, hitting that stream of codependence, which I found fascinating because this was the best thing for my son. He needs to get out on his own. He needs to go adventure. He went down to Cancun to be with my daughter, who has a business down there. And I was thrilled for him, and I knew ultimately it was the very best thing for he and I. And yet it still triggered the old abandonment stuff, the old, I could feel it hitting my codependence. And at the same time, the sorrow with Millie, and I thought, wow, you know, this stuff is deep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we think that we've cleared it and cleared it and cleared it, and here is another whole layer. And as we talked earlier tonight, Veronica, which is as we're moving through different levels and layers, raising to higher frequencies, we're going to hit another layer of this stuff, so we can look at it from a different perspective and heal it there. You bust up to another level, you're going to look at it from another perspective and heal it there. Until the time comes when you bust through another layer and there won't be anything. Oh, God, I hope that's soon.
I just keep thinking it's like belonging with certain identities, and those identities keep having to be blasted, okay?
Well, they again, we're dealing with the glue of the collective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what it's like. It's like you bust through one layer and you a membrane, if you will, and you're into the next membrane. And the team's going to do some things with that tonight, which I thought were fascinating. They were showing me while I was waiting for VBS to call for the show. It's coming at us in very interesting ways, and I'm going to talk about somebody that's worked with us for quite a while, and wonderful, wonderful, amazing soul. And her dog died shortly after Millie did, and this was a rescue dog. It was a greyhound, very elegant, very, you know, but she got this dog as an adult after its racing days, and it fit into her life and her lifestyle very well, and they loved this dog, and long story short, it did cross over. And she waited, you know, and then started getting the feeling that she wanted another dog, and had decided on a golden doodle, which is a hybrid, which, you know, that's a normal word for me anymore, a hybrid between the golden retriever and the poodle. And they're really quite pricey, but very unique, and they're only bred by a few people, but they're in high demand. And she went and got this dog, and this dog just turned her upside down and inside out. And she wasn't used to having a puppy, and it wasn't a cooperative puppy, and it was difficult, and it was triggering all of her mommy stuff, daddy stuff, and so on and so forth. And we did a session the other day, and after the session, and she's traveling, so I couldn't call her back, but after the session, I finally got what was really the real core of what was going on, and I was so fascinated because she was still challenged about whether or not to give this dog to somebody. She has somebody watching it right now while she's traveling. But it still got her very disturbed that she's going to have to deal with this flawed dog. And she had a very sad situation as a very young bride and mother. And a child came into her home and got her baby out of the crib, and the baby fell on its head. Not her fault, but it's one of those things that happened. And this child had seizures and, you know, has had problems most of his life. And so this theme has run through her life about things being flawed. And it, for a while it came up around all of the beautiful things that she owned. She would buy some beautiful statue and get it home, and it would have a chip or a crack or whatever. All of her beautiful pieces would end up with some little flaw in them, and which, of course, related back to her son. And now the dog is triggering this same deep emotion that she has a dog that's flawed. And I'm finding it fascinating that here she is through this puppy working through this very deep, deep, deep emotional issue that is threaded through her entire life.
Interesting.
And so I can hardly wait to give her the insight. Hopefully she'll listen to the show tonight and get it.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we still go to fear? What are we really afraid of? And this was...
I think it's really scary to know that we repeat our patterns so relentlessly. You know, to keep attracting something that you can't get hold of at a deep level. You know, golly, you know, am I on this little hamster wheel sort of thing?
Well, you know, and I think we need to change our perspective with that and see it as the gift that it is.
Yes, of course, but sometimes you don't realize it and you go, darn, you know.
Well, again, though, our approach as it comes in, and of course we don't in the initial impact of it, but we have to then pull back, assess it, once we can get out of that emotional trauma,
right,
and say, okay, what is it I chose to learn from this? What is it I'm supposed to do? Take my power, my magic, my dignity, or, you know, what fear do I need to overcome? Why? What is creating this? And you know, I did a session today on someone, and this was fascinating to me, and I always know that the sessions today of the show are going to be powerful. And we were doing a power retrieval with this woman's mother, who's crossed over. And we were in her, we came into her third chakra. We'd already done her mother's. And there was this huge change through lifetime after lifetime and the collective. And what was fascinating as she hit fear, it was fear of power and fear of magic.
Interesting.
Now, the third chakra is power, magic, manifestations, and emotions. But it was the fear of her power and the fear of her magic that there was a threat that came with that. And, of course, as we traced it back through, of course, the burning years, you know, in Europe, you know, all the people that were killed, 5 million people, and, you know, the Salem witch burnings and all the other places on this planet where women, you know, anytime they touched their power became a threat and then had to be destroyed or controlled or beaten down. All these women came in and joined her. She couldn't pull the chain any longer. It got so heavy. And this huge collective of women came in, this sisterhood, and it was absolutely brilliant. It was beautiful. And to see her shift during this experience into this incredible place of group empowerment, of the reclaiming of the feminine power and the feminine magic, it was absolutely exquisite. Now, if you don't own your power and your magic, you're going to be afraid of everything. Because you have no base, you have no core to fall back on. Or dignity. Or self-love, self-value. But those other pieces are so important. And yes, we've all been damaged. And yes, we've had all, you know, and yes, we carry all the imprints from our lineage. But these are the pieces, and I was just fascinated by this, and I wanted to share it tonight because this is something when it comes up. Are you afraid of your power? Are you afraid of your magic? Are you afraid of failing? Are you afraid of not being enough? And if you're afraid of not being enough, then you still haven't claimed all your power and magic. Does that make sense, Veronica?
It sure does. It sure does. Mm-hmm.
You got anything else to say on that? I can feel you thinking.
Well, I was just thinking about claiming my power. I'm like, you know, it's been such a... I guess I feel like I want to go back into slipping into the slough of family of origin where the power gets submerged by my codependencies, as you say. And that's something I really want to stay in charge of right now. You know, can't claim your power if you're kind of getting blindsided.
Um, Okay.
I shouldn't have said I can't. I mean,
no. I wasn't gonna say anything about that. I was gonna touch on that. I think the other thing is earning love, and I think that's the one also that trips us up. That is so built into the familial chain of pain and codependence that if we're still trying to earn love, we're going to trip ourselves up all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I really would. Yes.
Love and approval. You know, we'll throw approval in there.
Yeah, recognition for
who you
really are. But if you're not, you mentioned this earlier, if you're not really giving it to yourself, it's really hard to get that anyway.
Well, you can't get what you won't give to yourself. This is why I always look at couples and I see women or men who are trying to find somebody that's going to love and adore them and this and that and the other thing, and they don't love and adore themselves. And I'm forever saying, hello, this will not work. No one can give you what you refuse to give to yourself. They cannot, you know, was it the movie Jerry Maguire, you know, you complete me. Oh, God. You know, that was
but then he said, show me the money, and that's another big hook in this.
Yeah, thing. Right. Well,
I love you better if you do.
Right. But the you complete me, okay, is the dangerous one. You know, fill in my gaps. Give me what I've been lacking, what I have been seeking all my life, instead of giving it to yourself, because ultimately we're all one. You cannot, if we go back to quantum physics, get from outside of yourself, which is an illusion, what you're not giving to yourself. It won't work. It can't. I mean, it really can't.
But, you know, it's funny, Jackie. I was just thinking about how when you go into, you know, little kids in a large family or whatever, and some of us raised Catholic or however, you know, all those different influences, and the real love of self is not cultivated in those environments.
No. Hmm? Absolutely not. In fact, especially if you grew up Catholic, mm-hmm. you were taught that in order to be anything, you had to suffer.
Well, we did a good job.
Yes. Well, that's what we're trying to bust out of here.
So it's like when you say, you know, I remind myself, like when you say, and I believe this, that if you don't love yourself, you really can't sort of attract it in. And I'm going, it's a huge mining expedition to get that clear at times, you know. Not all the time, just at times. You know?
Well, you know, we're none of us are there yet. We're working on it. We're all a work in progress here.
Mm-hmm.
But the goal is that as we do it, as one of you who are listening out there and all the people we work with, okay, move forward, there's a shift to the total, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're a web of energy. As we're doing this on the radio tonight, there is a web. And every person who makes some progress pulls everyone else up with them. It's just the way it works, which I think is fabulous. Because one week, you're going to be able to make the shift, the next week, somebody else, and the next week, somebody else. But it's constantly moving, constantly moving. That's the goal. Okay.
I was just thinking how nice it would be under these circumstances to go into my entire family unit and radiate enough self-love is to niche that little, or shift that little pool of the collective right there. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, in essence, you are, but not as the hero. And this is, again, that approval thing. You know, this is where we have to be really, really, really clean and clear.
Yeah, so it isn't a bargain. It's a...
I'm sorry?
It's not then a bargain. It's more of a beingness.
It is being so clear and clean with who you are that regardless of what they say or do, you're going to radiate out that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out of the codependence to be able to do that is like getting stuck in glue. Remember the old glue you had at school and you unscrewed the cap and in the center of it was the the metal piece with the brush at the end, and it was that glue that got stuck on everything. It's the same kind of glue. Okay? Because that addiction is running. Mm. It's built in. This is why children leave home early.
Mm-hmm.
So they could break the addiction. Then they go create their own.
But we do have so few tools for it that maybe that'll change after tonight.
Well, you know, this in and of itself is a huge issue. But the fear piece, the fear of not being enough, not being good enough, not being strong enough, not being powerful enough, not being magical enough, not being good enough, you know. In addition, then we can go into the looks and all the other things. And we play these dynamics out. When we're done with our parents, we move on to our children. If you stop and think about it, we're still playing out the same dynamics with our children. Most parents, at some level, will project their parents onto their children and continue on the chain of pain. This is what I find fascinating. Again, as my son was packing up yesterday, and I can remember running in the room going, well, you're taking everything. I said, no, Mom, I'm leaving these shirts right here and a few things in this drawer down. And I'm like, okay. And I thought, Jackie, what are you doing? take them. No, I love my son. But...
I think we know what you're saying. It's the attachment to that as being okay and all of that that holds our identity at a certain limit, doesn't it?
Well, again, abandonment, the loss of, it's like, I don't know, in the 70s when diet pills were really big, it was like getting down to your last diet pill. You know, and knowing that you could never get any more. I'm sorry, I have to laugh about that one because I know I used to take diet pills and they stopped making them and I was like, oh, shit.
Did they work for you?
I don't know. I took them for so long, who knows? They worked in my mind.
That's funny.
Now only you would ask me that, Veronica, did they work for you?
Well, many years earlier than the 70s, I used to teach school, and a friend and I used to take them at nighttime when we'd go play badminton all night long and then go to teach school the next day.
Oh, now you're talking old cross tops. That's different.
Well, we had a lot of fun doing it. I don't know if I got thin, but I got nervous.
Those things were I only tried those once, and it scared me to death. No. Oh, no. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about where the team is going to go with this tonight. I'm going to translate as best I can here. The team is going to talk about how and why all this works. And oh, wait a minute. I didn't talk about my stuff. I have to go back here. After last week's show, and this is, you know, we were talking about the digestion last week and also how much fear and emotion sits in the digestive tract. And, you know, lots of people are either, you know, having digestive problems. Lots of people are constipated, you know, shoving, you know, digestive enzymes down like they're, you know, M&Ms. And I will tell you that after last week's show, and I'm one that is a very regulated person, I woke up the next morning and my whole digestive system exploded. And it went on for 3 days, and it felt like somebody had absolutely jumped up and down on my stomach with hobnail boots for about 2 or 3 hours. I have never, ever, ever, ever been through anything like that. And I went to my wonderful chiropractor here, who is an incredible energy worker, and he held me down on the table so that I could release all of the fear that had been transmuted that night and literally convulsed off the table.
Wow.
And just convulsion after convulsion after convulsion after convulsion as the energies were pouring out of me. So for those of you that listened last week, wow. For those of you that did not, go back into the archives and listen, because there was a lot of lifting that occurred. I, of course, am always looking for help to be able to do this without it going through my physical body. Because I've got to tell you, I'm getting pretty beat up here.
But it's so fascinating, Jackie, that our whole body shape has a lot to do with how we file deep impulses and deep reactions and so on anyway. So we should all be changing shape.
Oh, I would think probably that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and, you know, again, that's so funny. I really want to say to everybody, again, please honor yourselves for what you're doing here. And I want you to also know that we are having an impact on the collective. They have been telling me this and telling me this and telling me this, that this is working better than they ever thought possible, that it has to be humans that do it. They cannot do it for us. They can assist us in it. But this is our planet, okay? We have to decide to choose to change human consciousness. They cannot, because we have already said as a collective, no, you can't do it. So what they wait for is for you to decide you want to do it and then assist you in that as a co-creative endeavor. This is a very important point for everybody here. And so they're going to talk tonight about how all this works and how you can participate more fully. Let's see. And also they can lift what we are willing to transmute with our intent. But everyone must be aware that we can lift it from the collective more fully and elegantly if we do it together.
Right on.
So these shows are an opportunity to do that together, which means that each of you listening tonight has to be a more active participant in terms of saying, yes, I'm going to, my intention is to help lift fear collect out of the collective, okay, or shame or rage or whatever we happen to be working on.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little explanation here. One of the problems I have, and I've talked about this, I think, every damn week, is doing this over the Internet, or even if I was doing it over a regular radio station, it would be the same because we're dealing in frequency. And those frequencies go out beyond just the immediate listeners. And so, you know, as my chiropractor has said to me, you know, you are transmuting for thousands of people, and I keep saying, that's freaking great. What are we going to do about my body? Because these organs cannot handle this much longer. And I always feel like I'm pasted together, you know, a little spit, a little glue, you know, a little tape.
Duct tape.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I talked with Adrian De Beers' confidant in Israel today. And I'm not going to go into the whole conversation, but she is my confidant now. And Diana doesn't really do sessions, but she is an extraordinary being. She's in very poor health. She is not going to be on the planet long. It's not that the ETs can't help her. It's not in her contract. And, you know, she was... Anyway, you know, as she said, neither she nor Adrian were allowed to go into full channel like I do. And she was actually kind of appalled that I do it. And I said, well, you know, I know that we have to move this forward. So that's not a problem, you know, as long as I can do it and be okay in the process. And I said, but, you know, I would really love to be able to do this without it going through my body. And she said, it can't happen any other way. I thought this was an interesting statement.
Hmm.
And she said, it's got to come through a human. And so in essence, it's like being a transistor. So hopefully I will end up being the bionic woman.
I believe in you.
I'm hoping that, you know, that I start getting these organ transplants that are really fabulous. But I really believe that all of us working together, also, we can accomplish more and do it more elegantly. So I'm going to go into channel here, and you're going to have to be the timekeeper, Veronica.
I will indeed. I'll stop at this a few minutes early so they can give a final blessing.
Okay, beautiful. All right.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good evening.
All right, we're excited to be with you tonight. Veronica?
Hi, good evening.
Good to be with you, dear.
And
to all of you out there listening, we are thrilled to be with you. Now, we're going to do something fun tonight. We're going to explain some things to you, and then we're going to do something fun together. Now, what the channel has said is, in fact, we're going to call her Jackie. We're not going to call her the channel. That's very impersonal, and we love her. So we'll say what Jackie said. That sounds so strange, but it's all right. What Jackie said is accurate, all right? It is a conundrum for her. We understand. It's also true that both Adrian and Diana have been advised by us and others of us that it would be better if they did not go into full channel. Because these frequencies are incredibly high. Now, the channel has, or Jackie, has what we would call a lot of add-ons, a lot of things. And this week we did some work on where she wears her headset. Very interestingly, she had this big flare-up and thought something was dramatically wrong. And it's been programmed into her throat, and the mastoid, the ear, the right temporal, and the right frontal lobe, and then back into the brain, the right side of the brain. So we are working on trying to help her be able to do this in a more comfortable way and transmute some of the energies. Now, we know that all of you look at this and say, well, wait a minute, you can do this and you could do that. Yes, we could, but we can't. Please understand. Your journeys out of the hold of the collective consciousness are your journeys. This is the hero's path, everyone. This is what you signed on for. This is what you came here to do. Now, if we interfered, now we didn't say help, we said interfered. Do you realize how disappointed you'd all be that you didn't get to do this? That you didn't get to participate, that you didn't feel that you were part of this team. This Earth team. That came here for this purpose. That's like having the coach run the ball into the end zone. You wouldn't want that. And then keeping the game ball. You wouldn't want that either. So, all right, here's what we're going to explain to you now. We recognize that with fear, and we have to say this about the channel, she gets an idea in her head and she runs with it. And yes, we work with her, and some would say, well, you drop it in, and some would say, well, she thought of it on her own, and then we're into the chicken and the egg thing, and But this is a co-creative experience in terms of our relationship with her. And we have meetings on the other side of the veil at night. She comes up with these ideas and says, yes, we can do this. And there are times when we all sit around and say, well, all right, if you insist. The fear piece is big. Now, coming in the back door through shame, the shadow, and rage, and all those things, yes. But fear, this is the piece. This is the piece. Now, some of you, well, many of you, are already co-participating, whether you realize it or not. Some of you that after last week's show felt worse than others, well, we can guarantee you that you were participating at levels that you don't even understand. In fact, all of you are. And you're all involved, or you wouldn't be listening to the shows. We want you to understand this. And you're all far more than you know you are. Believe us on that. Now, Veronica, in last week's show, you asked everyone to hold the light, if you would do that, please.
Yes, I'll ask everyone to please wrap yourselves in light and keep your energy fields to yourself in a way so that we can all get bolder and stronger and not share and get all mixed up with each other.
All right.
Just take the energy and wrap yourselves in light.
All right, thank you, Veronica. Now, we're going to go a step further. So here's what we're going to do. We would like all of you right now to take a nice deep breath. And we would like you to visualize a tube running through the center of your body. Now, many of you see this up and down the spine, but it's easier to do this because the brain gets in the way of the mind and tries to get all confused. Well, my spine's curved, and how does that work? So just see a nice straight tube running from the galactic center, or the central sun, whichever one you want to use is fine, same thing, all the way down through the center of your body to the groin, out the legs, out the feet, coming back together to the heart of Earth. And we'd like you to take a couple of breaths up and down this incredible tube. Now, remember, there is no time, so you can go and be there, back in the body, be into the heart of Earth, back into the body. See this beautiful white light moving up and down that tube. And now what we'd like you to do, and this is very powerful, everyone, be aware of this. Some of you are already working with it. We want you to visualize absolutely beautiful platinum light, fluorescent, sparkling platinum light, sizzling platinum light, beginning a spiral around that tube, coming from the galactic center or the central sun, whichever you prefer, whichever feels best to you, we don't care. All the way down that tube very rapidly and getting to you and now surrounding you, spiraling tighter and tighter and tighter around you, and then continuing down that tube all the way to the heart of Earth. And it keeps coming down, coming down, coming down. It's a constant flow coming down, a spiral coming down, and then coming back up from the heart of Earth. So you have one coming down and one coming up, continuing to surround you, surround you, surround you. So you have a tether. From the galactic center or the central sun, whichever you prefer, all the way to the heart of Earth. And feel yourself in this incredible platinum light, and you're going to feel. Now this is something, as you go into crowds, you're going to want to do. Powerful, powerful energy. And now, with this wonderful light running, visualize yourself joining hands now, everyone coming together. Everyone coming together, taking each other's hands. everybody listening or who will ever listen to this show, and even those that aren't listening but are part of this group that we've been working with, this incredible group, as far as the eye can see in every direction. And now, feel all of these incredibly beautiful orbs of light coming in all around you, and beings and ships everywhere, 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 as far as you can see, everywhere, as you're holding each other's hands. And now in front of you, a membrane. A membrane. You know what a membrane's like? It pushes against it, it pushes back. And this is a membrane of fear, the first layer. A membrane of fear, and you're going to walk together with joint intent to bust through this membrane together to the next layer. Squeeze each other's hands now. Gain your sense of self, self-love, your magic, your power. Hold it inside of you. Your purpose, and look at all the support around you. Feel them all cheering you on, encouraging you. Feel the orbs now spinning all around and around your head and blending around you, between your legs and under your hands that are joined. In front of you and behind you, everywhere. And now start walking forward towards this membrane. Walking forward towards this membrane, all of you. And get up to it and push. Feel it push back like it's alive. Pushing into it and pushing back. Now really, really pull in your power. The core of who you are. Of all the yous that exist everywhere. Feel yourself pulling in your wonder, your beauty, your magic. All of your guides, feel your guides around you. You may see beings standing around you, and some of them just beings of light. So magnificent, they're almost blinding. And they're going to join with you. From everywhere, lights coming down from ships, from the beings, from the orbs, joining with you now. And push through this membrane of fear. Push as we join you now. Push. Just one layer, that's all it takes. One layer. One layer of the collective, one layer. Push now, push, you can do it. Put your shoulders into it now and push your energies into it and your power and your magic. Push. Push. And now feel it pop. There you are. In a mist. In a mist. Feel how much lighter you feel. You can unclench hands now and touch yours. I feel lighter. Feel your stomach, Senor. Yes, you feel lighter.
That was wonderful, and we probably have to do the blessing now.
All right, everyone. Congratulations. Do not underestimate what you did here tonight. Do not underestimate what you did here tonight. And now we want to come and join each and every one of you, surrounding you with our celebration, with our congratulations, with our love, with our joy. And we want you to hold your joy. You are powerful enough. You are enough to do this.
We love you so, each and every one of us. And each and every one of you. We love you. And we want to touch your hearts tonight. Fill them with this joy. Own this joy. This sense of accomplishment, because you see, you're the ones that have to do it. You're the ones. You are that powerful. You are that magical. You are that courageous. You can be that determined. We love you so. We ask each and every one of you to call us in tonight and allow us to work with you in whatever way is most appropriate for each one of you. We will be joined by your guides tonight when you call us in. For you see, the celebration is greater than you know. It's time to believe in yourself. It's time to believe in yourself. And in a way, you see, you really have been in the land of Oz here. Mm-hmm. Oh, you are so powerful, and do remember that what you're doing here is affecting everything, everywhere. If you knew the amount of support you had, why, you would be amazed. And you deserve it, yes. You are enough. You are enough. And now we're going to run some energy here. Through your intestinal tract, we don't want anybody disturbed next time, this time from this, like they have been.
That's good.
And remember now to work with this platinum light. This wonderful, and feel yourselves as you go to bed tonight, still feeling this sparkling feeling all over you. This, you may even see it on your skin or perceive it. Some of you may have trouble going to sleep tonight. Feeling exhilarated, filled with energy and excitement.
I think we're going to be pulled off, Dave.
All right. We love you, dear one, and we will sign off for the channel. And for Veronica, we will say it for her. Because you see, it's true for us as well. A piece of each and every one of you is in us, and a piece of us is in each and every one of you, because we are all one, regardless of where you are. Regardless of where we are. We love you all, dear ones. Namaste.
Namaste.